With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The government has received updated projections on inflation and cost of living.
New inflation forecasts show Cayman getting hit in the face of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Fielding a parliamentary question in the House on Friday, Finance Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin told MPs, given the, quote, fluidity of the situation in the Middle East, the Economics and Statistics Office has been advising government on potential impacts, with the most recent forecast prepared on April 22nd.
The latest projection for 2026 is higher than the 2.6% shown in the planning estimates. The updated forecasts indicate that headline inflation is expected to rise to approximately 5.3% in 2026 before easing to 4.1% in 2027. The anticipated increase in 2026 above previous projections is driven primarily by developments in global energy markets.
Mr. Anglin says given Cayman's energy and food import dependence, this higher oil price is expected to, quote, quickly feed through the domestic economy in electricity, transport, and shipping costs.
The estimates also highlight that food prices are likely to contribute to upward pressure on cost of living. The IMF expects global food commodity prices to increase by 6% in 2026, and the World Bank's food price index has already increased by 5.1% year-on-year as of March 2026.
As the conflict in the Middle East remains ongoing, the exact magnitude of the effects, quote, remain uncertain. Mr. Anglin says to address these pressures, government is actively reviewing measures to address the impact of the rising costs on residents. Health officials issue further warnings for whooping cough in Grand Cayman, as well as a new outbreak of gastroenteritis in Cayman Brac after cases are clocked in local schools.
The Ministry of Health and the Public Health Department are actively monitoring two situations at the moment. In Grand Cayman, we have had additional confirmed cases of whooping cough, which is affecting the community and multiple schools. In Cayman Brac, we are monitoring an outbreak of gastroenteritis, where we have identified cases in educational settings and across the wider Brac community.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf tells Radio Cayman parents and staff of the impacted schools have been notified directly. However, it is, quote, likely there may be other cases that have not yet been diagnosed. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez.
Parents across all islands, but particularly those in Grand Cayman, are strongly encouraged to ensure that their children's vaccinations are up to date. Parents of children who are due or overdue for the DTaP or Tdap vaccine, which protects against whooping cough, should utilize the school vaccination clinics or contact the public health department for an appointment.
In addition to vaccinations, you're encouraged to wash your hands with soap and water and keep your kids or yourself home if you spot symptoms. The Health Services Authority is also marking International Day of the Midwifery, hosting its inaugural midwifery symposium today under the global theme, 1 Million More Midwives. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
Observed worldwide, the day recognizes the role midwives play in safeguarding maternal and newborn health, while calling on governments, policymakers, and health leaders to address a, quote, critical global workforce shortage. According to the International Confederation of Midwives, the global shortfall of approximately 1 million midwives represents a gap in maternal and newborn care, and the HSA says addressing this global deficit could prevent an estimated 67% of maternal deaths, 64% of newborn deaths, and 65% of stillbirths, amounting to more than 4.3 million lives saved by 2035. The symposium will bring attention to the, quote, expertise and impact of midwives locally, while aligning with global advocacy efforts to strengthen the profession. Presentations will cover topics such as preparing for pregnancy, antenatal care, supporting safe births, and how midwives and obstetricians collaborate for safer motherhood. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
It's taking place today at the Hibiscus Conference Room at the hospital through 3 p.m. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. There are increasing fears of hostilities resuming in the Gulf after Washington tried to force open the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping. Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, has warned that breaches of the four-week-old ceasefire by the US and its allies had endangered shipping. BBC News.